Hello and welcome to The Forum. On this weekend's program, we will present a broadcast of a press conference held on January 5th in which Republican State Representatives Tim Butler, Ryan Sprain, and Jackie Haas proposed legislation to create an independent redistricting commission within Illinois. The conference begins with Representative Tim Butler.
Today we're talking about fair maps, once again, an issue that you've heard us talk about a lot. But obviously, with this being the redistricting year following the census, it's paramount that we have a process in place that creates fair and equitable legislative maps across the state of Illinois. And just a little bit of background on how redistricting works. Every 10 years following the decennial federal census, states receive data from the federal government that then allows us to turn around and do innumerable things. But one of the things that we do with that data is to create new legislative boundaries based off population shifts. So here in Illinois, we will get that data from the federal government sometime, hopefully in the next few weeks. We will then draw the maps, the 118 House maps, the 59 Senate maps get redrawn to reflect the population shifts to have an equal number of citizens in those legislative districts. So we will do that this year. It's a process that it has continually been done by the legislature. Per the Constitution, the legislature by law shall redistrict the legislative districts in Illinois. And that's the key phrase to talk about today, is that the Constitution makes it the responsibility of the legislature by law. And what we're here today is introduce legislation that would basically take Leader Durkin's constitutional amendment that he's had out there for a few years, that's very similar to the 2016 constitutional amendment that we tried very hard that 563 Illinoisans signed petitions to get on the ballot. This is very similar to that, and we're, instead of doing it through constitutional amendment, that bylaw provision in the Constitution for the legislature allows us to pass statute to set up a bipartisan, nonpartisan commission to enact fair maps in Illinois if the legislature would so choose. We have the ability to set up a commission, take it directly out of the legislature's hands on drawing the maps and give it over to a commission. And that's what I think we should do. And that's obviously what the people here today think we should be doing as well. So basically what this commission would do would be 11 person commission. People would submit their names. There's in the legislation, there's some guidelines as to you have to be a resident of the state for 4 years, registered voter, things like that. The auditor general would take those submissions, and we would come up with a pool of 100 potential commissioners on the commission. And then there would be a blind draw for seven of those commissioners, and the other four commissioners would be appointments from each of the four legislative leaders in the General Assembly out of the remaining pool of applicants. It's a pretty straightforward process with that. And then that commission would be tasked with coming up with the maps for the new General Assembly. This commission would be open and transparent. The meetings would be public. They'd have to have at least 2 days' notice on any public meeting. Public hearings would be held before and after releasing any redistricting plan. All the records of the commission would be public record, including communications between the commissioners. The public would have at least 7 days to review the district maps before a final vote of the commission. Now, we are up against a constitutional deadline on this. By the Constitution, we would have to have these maps in place by the end of June, or else the commission has spelled out, the Legislative Redistricting Commission has spelled out in the Constitution would take hold, because this is just statute. But this gives us an opportunity going into veto session to put this on the books, to pass something quickly, to hold the governor to feet to the fire in his promise to enact fair maps, and to hold accountable the other members of the General Assembly, who we have a lot of members of the General Assembly who have signed on for fair maps. Just a reminder, in 2016, the House of Representatives passed a bipartisan redistricting constitutional amendments put on the ballot with 105 votes in the House. 105 votes, overwhelming vote to put it on the ballot. There are currently 32 Democrats in the Illinois House of Representatives who voted for that piece of legislation in 2016. So there's bipartisan support for this. Unfortunately, that constitutional amendment was killed the next day in the Senate by a subcommittee, and actually the deciding vote in that subcommittee was no less than our current Attorney General, Kwame Raoul, when he was in the Senate, voted no to put it on the ballot. So this is a great way to do it through statute, to make sure that we have a independent commission that draws our maps this year, gets it out of the hands of the leadership of the General Assembly, and put it in a commission of citizens to draw fair and equitable maps across the state of Illinois. Next, I'm going to turn it over to, as I said, our newest member of the House Republican Caucus, Jackie Haas from Kankakee. Jackie represents the 79th District. She's got a great background as in social work, and she's one of the great stories that people like we like to hear, that went out of state, went across the border to Valpo to go to school, but she came back to Illinois and is a great citizen of Illinois. So with that, Representative Haas, it's all yours.
Thank you, Representative Butler. As you said, my name is Jackie Haas, and I represent the 79th District, which consists of mostly of Kankakee County, but also includes parts of Grundy and Will counties as well. Fair maps are essential to the residents of my district to ensure that their voices are heard in Springfield. Arbitrarily dividing our villages and townships to snake districts around for partisan gain only serves to lose confidence in our government and drown out the voices of our constituents. For example, gerrymandering in the 79th excludes three quarters of the city of Moment, which is in the eastern part of Kankakee County. It also includes only three streets in the village of Beecher. This disregarding of village and township lines disadvantages the residents of these villages. It's inexplicable that a constituent in Moment can be represented by someone who lives in the area, but someone across the street from them cannot. Unfortunately, this example is not the only case. The 79th district cuts through the village of Piatone. These moves were not based on township, village, or meaningful divisions, but on pure partisan maneuvers to advantage Madigan to keep his majority and his power. In 2018, Governor Pritzker supported fair maps during his campaign. I'm calling on him today to keep his campaign promise. The people of Illinois want fair maps, and it is incumbent on the General Assembly and the governor to deliver that. I'm going to turn it over now to Representative Spain, and he will speak a little bit more on the issue.
Well, thank you very much, Representative Haas. Welcome to the General Assembly. Can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to working with you and all of our colleagues and to work on this important issue of redistricting reform. My name is Ryan Spain. I represent the Central Illinois area in District 73, and I'm broadcasting to you today from my home office, my district office in my hometown of Peoria. So I've been a longtime supporter of fair maps, and like many of us in the state of Illinois, I was one of the nearly 600,000 people that signed a petition in 2014 demanding that we create a new way forward for how we draw our legislative districts in the state of Illinois, and to place that question on the ballot so we could finally give voters a choice of whether they would choose how and be involved with the way that our legislative districts are created, taking the decisions of politicians from drawing our own legislative districts and empowering independent voters for a different way forward. Unfortunately, we know what happened back in 2014. A partisan decision of the Illinois Supreme Court scuttled the efforts and really the commitment of those nearly 600,000 people to make a difference and offer a choice for a different way forward in the state of Illinois. And that decision really still burns me to this day. If you recall, one of the petitioners that brought forward a block on placing that question on the ballot was John Hooker, a ComEd lobbyist who is now under indictment and part of the Speaker Madigan ComEd bribery scheme that we're still in the midst of here in the state of Illinois. And the deciding decision of the Illinois Supreme Court was authored by Tom Kilbride, who has now been removed from the state Supreme Court, but was heavily supported and really brought forward by Speaker Madigan to do work like this, to make sure that the interests of protecting his methodology for controlling the map-making process in the state of Illinois could be continued. So what have we seen since then? Since that time, our situation in the state of Illinois has not gotten any better. Illinois continues to lose population. Many of our lawmakers are elected with little or no opposition throughout the state. And this scourge of corruption, of bad ethical activity, illegal activity by our state lawmakers has only gotten worse. And so now we approach another 10 years, another census, and we're still allowing politicians to draw the legislative districts that they will represent. So something has to change. And since the Supreme Court decision many years ago, I have repeatedly supported and been either the sponsor or the chief co-sponsor of a number of different initiatives to change the way we approach redistricting in the state of Illinois. In this current General Assembly, I've been a sponsor or co-sponsor of two constitutional amendments. That's House Joint Resolution Constitutional Amendment 10 and also Amendment Number 15. And in the previous 100th General Assembly, the 100th General Assembly, it was House Joint Resolution Constitutional Amendment 43. Every time we achieved bipartisan co-sponsors for these measures, but the question was blocked from consideration by Speaker Madigan. So now, having passed the deadline to place to have made a difference for amending the state constitution, we are seeking another option, and that is through legislation to make the changes necessary to bring some element of independence into the map-making process. And I'm very happy and proud to support either a constitutional amendment or now a legislative change to make the difference here as we approach the remap. This is really important, and the timing of it could not be more urgent. And we're all starting to hear why, because as Speaker Madigan struggles to sustain his grip on power and seeks to count up 60 votes to support his reelection for Speaker, one of the things that he's trying to do and is very blatant in his discussion with members is talking about his ability to create another gerrymandered partisan map and protect incumbent members of his party. That is wrong. That is what we must stand against. And it really is part of the cycle of corruption and poor behavior that we see throughout the legislature coming through Speaker Madigan's office. So I'm here today to support this new way forward. I think it's absolutely critical that we make a change for the future of our state and the future of our legislature. Gerrymandering is a corrupt tool that must be taken away from the toolbox of Speaker Mike Madigan. Now, one last thing. I think it's important, and I applaud and appreciate Governor Pritzker for campaigning on the premise of independent maps and the importance that they reflect for the future of the state of Illinois. So this is an opportunity now for Republicans and Democrats to work together through the leadership of Governor Pritzker to make a difference and get this done in the final days of this current General Assembly. I think this is an example, and we have worked together with the governor before on issues such as infrastructure investments. And this should be another thing. Governor Pritzker campaigned on this important topic. I think he is right on the money for raising it and putting an emphasis on the need for changing how we draw our legislative districts in Illinois. This is the very last chance that we have to do it. We need to do it now before Speaker Madigan is able to leverage gerrymandering as the solution to his ethics problems and his inability to get to 60 votes for re-election as Speaker.
That concludes the press conference held on January 6th to introduce legislation in Illinois to create an independent redistricting commission. You can hear another edition of Forum next weekend. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.